Welcome to the Scale Up Your Business podcast. My name is Zakiya Ringgold, and I am a business owner, a Scale Up ambassador, and your host. Scale Up is an initiative created by LA21 CDC and its partner, Community College of Philadelphia's Power Up Your Business program, with primary support from the Philadelphia Commerce Department. Scale Up provides quality business planning, training, technical assistance, and resources for cohorts to scale up their businesses and to become successful, capable of creating jobs in Philadelphia, and sustainable for years to come. In this podcast, we will get to speak with business owners and business experts in our network to share their stories, advice, and insights on entrepreneurship. Today's episode, we have a small business owner, Tamika Hunter. She's a recent Scale Up grad who will share her getting started story and more. Welcome, Tamika. Can you tell us the name of your business?
My business is Balloons, Boutiques, Baskets, and More. We're a retail business which offers delivery of helium balloons and gift baskets, pre-made and also personalized if needed.
Everyone has got one. So, what is your getting started story? How did you get started as a business owner?
I decided that I needed to open up my own business when I went to a retail store to get some helium balloons for my daughter's graduation. And I didn't even make it to the car, which was about 3 feet. And one of my balloons defloated. It was one of the number balloons. And when I went back in, the owner was so adamant about not giving me my money back, but didn't even want to listen to what happened. Time was of the essence, and I didn't like the way I was being treated. And I knew it was time for me to put something together that if anyone was running around and had to do a whole bunch of different things and something out of the ordinary happens, which is a deflated balloon. I didn't want it to ruin my day, but the way that she spoke to me definitely ruined my day. And I just pushed forward, and I just knew that I wanted customers to be treated as I wanted to be treated, not just as a person going in paying money for a balloon.
So you had a very clear vision of what it is that you wanted to see in a business and making sure that that's something that you were able to deliver to your customers. And so what would you say, that sounds like a very unique portion, but in your own words, what would you say makes your business unique?
My business is different because we actually deliver the helium balloons and gift baskets to whatever event or home or person or recipient is needed. And we do it with care.
Now, that is a service that I know many people can appreciate. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to one of the big box stores, gotten balloons, and just prayed that they made them to the car safely. So really, really good business there. So turning to the challenges of running a business or just some of the things that you've experienced, what would you say are some of the challenges as a business owner?
My first year that we started was an excellent year. The challenges that we're facing now is there is a huge nationwide helium shortage. And also to get the different things and the different items that some of my customers want, the delivery for me getting the items is taking a bit longer. So we're working through it. And pushing through.
We've heard that quite a bit over the years after the pandemic, or maybe even before the pandemic, but more so the supply chain issues that many small business owners are facing in terms of just getting the supplies that they need to fulfill orders. So shifting focus one more time, I know that you are a recent graduate of the Scale Up program. Congratulations for that. How has the Scale Up program helped you in your business?
How has the Scale Up program helped me? Oh, my goodness. I love this question. It gave me the courage, the support, the networking that I need. Everyone was so positive. And even when it was some things that needed to be said, when we were talking about finances and profits and loss, it still was in a positive manner. It just had me think, yes, I want to pursue it, or no, I don't. It was straightforward, just like that. And the help and the from the classmates to the professors to the coaches, it really had me go that extra mile. I love this, and I have been telling so many of my peers that are trying to open up their business about this little gem that's a big diamond in the rough. So I definitely appreciate LA21.
After going through the Scale Up program and your own experience as a business owner, what advice do you have for new business owners or the next cohort of Scale Up participants?
Advice for new business owners, as my classmates were saying, you pursue it, you do it. Look at that glass, it's always being half full. Definitely, definitely take the LA21 class if you haven't. Get that out there. It's in a neighborhood. I can't believe that so many people haven't already taken this class. Be inspired, and if it's your dream, never give up.
Wow, Tamika, very sage advice. I love that your cohort came up with that saying, if you pursue it, you better go ahead and do it. And then also you mentioning the courage, support, and networking that you were able to get from it. For all of our listeners, you will be able to find Tamika's business in the LA21 business directory, and links to that will be in the show notes. I just want to take a moment to thank you, Tamika, for taking the time to share your getting started story as well as your experience with the Scale Up program.